You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Patricia, and I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we made a last-minute decision to change the topic of the show so we can talk and clear for the coronavirus. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, why did we decide at the last minute to change the topic for today?
You know, Patricia said that to me earlier today. What are you doing? Oh my gosh. So, and the reason is that we've been watching the news, and it's the numbers keep getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's not because we're panicking or afraid, but it's affecting so many people.
Right.
We have some real information that can be helpful.
Okay. Well, can you clarify our view of science and our position about this topic?
You know, sometimes people are surprised by this, but as intuitives, we believe in science and we know it's accurate, mm-hmm. but we also know that it's incomplete. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, especially, here's the thing, you know, in terms of science, if you look to science for the coronavirus, there's no cure, there's no vaccine, there's no treatment, nothing. All they have really, which is very, very primitive, is containment, which is, you know, and we've heard a couple of experts on the TV already say this morning, good luck with that.
Well, you know,
it's not to be cynical.
No, not at all. In fact, I want to bring up the one thing. I just heard this as I was walking by the TV on the way to do the show. I heard that the CDC said the most vulnerable people in the next few months is going to be the doctors, the people that care for us.
Because even science doesn't have, they do have protective gear, but they're not prepared.
No.
They don't have the test kits. They don't have the protective gear. Mm-hmm. And so our medical professionals, especially the doctors and nurses, they don't have anything to protect themselves.
Well, Jason, that makes me really angry because this is something that could happen anywhere at any time. Of course, the reason I chose the word anger or being angry is because we need to clear that for all of us today.
And we're going to do that. Today's a special show. It's sort of off the cuff. Forgive us. But the first two segments, we're going to talk about what the coronavirus is from an energy perspective and what you can do about it from an energy perspective.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily a cure, but one thing that we know for certainty as intuitives that we've been working with energy for the last 20 years, when you work with the energy in the way we do, especially that's very specific and very impactful, it always makes a difference.
Yes.
Now, will that save someone? We can't guarantee that.
Of course not.
Will it make sure that you never get the coronavirus? We can't say that.
Right.
But what we can say that if you do get it and you apply this as we're talking about, it can at least make it better.
Okay.
And it can. It's hard to know. There's no way to factually back this up.
Right.
But we believe that it'll also help you prevent your vulnerability in ways that are better than what they have now, which is basically nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go start with the basics.
Okay.
Human beings, this is the ecosystem approach. We know that human beings are ecosystems that, and the most important ecosystem is you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's been missing in our knowledge of ecosystems is the idea that there's always an energies attached to ecosystems and your essence.
Okay.
Now, all living ecosystems have an essence. Right. We won't go into that now. It's just kind of dense, nerdy stuff. But the fact that as human beings, we have an essence, and for the most part in our world, we ignore that essence. But that's where the healing power is.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what the doctors are saying about the coronavirus is that you're kind of on your own, your own, meaning your own immune system, to reject this virus and heal yourself.
Right.
Which, of course, we kind of like that idea. We know that the source of the power to heal yourself comes from your essence.
Right.
That's the source of it. But we also know a couple things about that, okay? One is that your essence is already polluted with negative energy.
Right.
And it's significantly polluted. And that's part of the problem.
That's that 80% you talk about.
That's the 80%.
Okay.
I talk about, there's one of the things that we're going to ask you to do today is go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. It's a subscription, but it's a free section. And we're going to be posting, I just told this morning, but we're going to do a video, a hand washing video, mm-hmm. to show you how to do some clearings while you're washing your hands to help you with the energy.
By the way, I think that's really cool.
And we're going to do a movement video about how to do some, it's basically a clearing while you're moving to right. get rid of your vulnerability, not rid, that's too black and white, but to reduce your vulnerability to the coronavirus.
Exactly.
Because basically you don't have anything else.
Okay.
So let's talk about the basics. Okay.
Okay.
It's important that everybody understand this.
Okay.
Human beings are ecosystems and we have this energy attached to us.
Okay.
Your immune system is an energy that is also attached to your essence.
Right.
So when your immune system is constantly under attack, stress,
mm-hmm.
which we all are, we're all under stress, it diminishes our ability of our immune system to work as it's supposed to.
Exactly.
So we're going to be helping you today to do some clearings to help you with the stress, with the energies that make you vulnerable mm-hmm. in terms of your immune system.
Okay.
And we're also going to look at the energy of the coronavirus.
Oh, yes.
And it has a consciousness, this energy.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment.
Okay.
But there's also energies that make you susceptible to the coronavirus. And those are the energies that we're going to specifically target and clear today.
Right.
So this is, stay tuned. And, you know, in our third segment, we're going to do that. But also it's important to understand that these energies are epidemic in the world today. And it's these energies, frankly, it's anger and fear.
Mostly.
Yes, mostly. And some sort of variation of anger and fear, panic.
Mm-hmm. Hate.
Hate, yes. Rage, mm-hmm. bitterness, mm-hmm. resentment, you know, anger toward the government, all those things come up, and it creates the perfect condition for a virus like this to propagate and to spread.
And to actually attack.
Yes.
And by the way, when we're really angry and afraid about this, that, or the other thing, and we feel vulnerable, and then we get angry and afraid. But what happens is that it opens us up energetically to be victims to all of this. And this just does not serve us. And what we're saying is, instead of using the programming methods, and right now, there isn't even any programming methods to help everybody out there, other than, of course, staying away from people. In other words, isolate or you know, put yourself into containment and wash your hands, those kind of things. But for something that is this deadly, there has to be more. And I believe we have the answer for this.
So here's the biggest trap that we see.
Okay.
And we talk about this in all different shows and all in terms of all different topics. But so we say that anger and fear is the emotion that tracks the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people think to themselves, because we've been so programmed, that I'm going to act like I'm not angry. Yes. And I'm going to act like I'm not afraid.
Well, and there's another one here that I just have to mention. I'm going to act like it's not going to happen to me.
Yes.
Or it's not going to happen to anyone that I love. So I'm just going to go out there and act as if nothing, that I'm not vulnerable or that those that I love aren't vulnerable.
And frankly, when you act, you're not changing the energy. A lot of times, and we were just talking about this, we'll go up to someone and say, hi, how you doing? And how you doing today? And they say, well, I don't know. You tell me. Or we have clients that come to us and we ask how they feel. And they say, I don't know. You tell me.
Right.
The problem is because we've been so programmed, we don't know how we feel.
Right.
So we don't have any other way of understanding if we're really angry or not. Based on how we feel.
I have an answer.
I know you do.
Use the ecosystem approach and you can get things done. So Jason,
you can understand how you feel authentically.
Exactly.
Yes.
So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The root or source of viruses can cause illness. And that's in the non-physical dimension. Now we didn't talk about that, but when we say they're energies, they don't exist in the physical dimension. They exist in non-physical dimension.
Right. But they can attack us physically.
Yes.
Okay.
We see the root energy of anger that connects to the coronavirus.
Okay.
And that like energies attract like energies, like anger and fear makes you more susceptible to the coronavirus. And the ecosystem approach helps you work with these energies in the best, easiest way.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about specifics about the coronavirus and clearings you can do to help protect yourself. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about specifics about the coronavirus and clearings you can do to help protect yourself. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what can we all do about the coronavirus starting right now?
So let's go back and review a couple concepts.
Okay.
You know, we believe that there are a lot of people that believe that the world exists of all those things, only those things that you can touch that are tangible, mm-hmm. what we call the physical dimension. If you can't touch it or feel it, it doesn't exist. Well, that's not really true. I mean, we know love exists.
Yes, we do.
I mean, give me a pound of love. You can't do that, you know. I say that to Patricia all the time, but it means different things in different contexts, you know,
yes.
Or anger. We know anger exists, hate, mm-hmm. you know, all those emotions, they exist. What's really different about the ecosystem approach is that we know, and this is pretty well accepted out there, that emotions are energies.
Right.
And what's not really well known is that as energies, they're a thing. I think science sees them as a mood. So if you're feeling angry, a certain part of your brain like lights up or something, but then, you know, they don't see it as an energy per se that exists. And we know as intuitives that if you're angry 1 minute and then you're not, it doesn't mean that the anger's gone away.
Right.
It just means that you're not feeling that particular thing in this moment. You're not perceiving that particular energy in this moment.
Right.
So when we have people come to us and say, I'm not angry, I'm not afraid,
mm-hmm.
you know, we usually look at each other and say, okay, yeah, well, yeah. Because when we look at most people in the world, I don't remember seeing anybody, including ourselves, that hasn't had anger or fear, any of those emotions.
Please don't talk about my best friend that way. Okay. So, but you know what, Jason, I know that we need to clear our anger and our fear and panic that makes us susceptible to the virus. But I also want to clear the world today, if you don't mind.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
And, you know, we see that, you know, again, so we see these energies
mm-hmm.
and the coronavirus has an energy.
Yes.
But also so does fear.
Oh.
And we saw this during 9/11. There were imagine like weather. There were these storms, these clouds of fear.
These waves of fear
that went around the world over and over and over again. And people were afraid, and people were saying, as the world coming to an end, that things are going, you know, going south. And
mm-hmm.
the coronavirus loves that.
Yes.
So you want to talk about
the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Sure. I see
that. We looked at the energy of it.
Yes.
And this is what we saw.
Yes. I see the energy of the coronavirus as being angry and mean, and it's sneaky and it's old. What do I mean by old? In other words, this energy has just been waiting for the right moment to be unleashed on the world. And that doesn't make me happy. That doesn't make me feel comfortable. But the truth is, I know that I have the ability to clear and remove negative energies, and the coronavirus is a negative energy.
And that is very, very helpful to you guys, because it gives you a method. It gives you a tool.
Mm-hmm. A system.
A system, a program. Mm-hmm. It's an ecosystem approach. In the program, we don't like to use that word. But an approach to work with the energy of the coronavirus.
So exactly.
One of the things that we see that it wants to propagate and infect as many people as possible. It has a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but it's not that smart. It's just prolific. So you're smarter. than the coronavirus. And if you do get infected, you can clear it, kill it, and eject it from your body.
Exactly.
Your body has all the tools to heal this virus.
It does. And we don't, one of the things that we're going to do in the clearings today is we're going to clear our fear and our vulnerability to be a victim to this. You know, the common cold comes around every year at this time. We all just accept that. But I have to tell you, it's not very often that Jason and I get a common cold. And that's because we clear the energies of anger and hate and fear. And
you're also connected to the virus
which,
of the cold.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And that was my point. And so I just want everyone to know,
get sick.
This is not
it's
hopeless.
It's much more mild.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we want you to have the same tools and power, mm-hmm. empowerment, you know, that, that can happen from using this approach.
Exactly.
You know, let's go back to something, you know, people that say, oh, I'm not angry. I'm not afraid or I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to take charge of myself.
Yes.
And this is out there in the psycho world. I'm going to make a decision not to be afraid. Well, good luck with that because, that's a programming.
Exactly.
That's a form of force.
Exactly. And
you're
trickery. Yes, exactly.
That's why people say, well, how do I feel? Because they've become so numb to how they actually feel mm-hmm. because they buy into this idea that we have to make ourselves feel a certain way.
Well,
as opposed to allowing ourselves through our intuition to say, okay, this is how I feel right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, anybody who right now is afraid, you know, I could say, please raise your hand. And I could, you know, I could see that. And the bottom line is that you raise your hand and you're afraid. Well, you know, you definitely need to do the clearings with us today. That is for sure. And the other thing is that you can keep doing the clearings.
And I want to say this as gently as I can. If you think you're not afraid, if you think you're not angry, you know,
if you think you're not vulnerable,
I would say good for you, but clear anyways.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is that the thing about clearing, using these energy techniques, there's no side effects. They won't hurt you. You know, one of the things that we want that is our wish for the future is the ecosystem approach is a perfect partner to any type of health problem or treatment.
Mm-hmm.
There are never any side effects. It's perfectly compatible. You know, they say like some types of homeopathic and different
energy works,
you know, energies I'm talking mostly about things that you take in alternative medicine.
Okay.
Can be incompatible with traditional medicine.
Right.
And they say, so if you go to the hospital, let's say, don't take any more supplements until we're done with this.
Right.
You know, this type of work is never incompatible with whether traditional medicine or non-traditional medicine.
Correct.
And here's the other thing.
Okay.
You know, nothing against yoga, but if you're in a hospital bed, you may not have the energy or the space or be in the position to do yoga. And by the way, yoga is energy balancing. It's not removal.
Right.
The ecosystem approach teaches you how to do both energy balancing and removal, but we're very specific and targeted
right.
when it comes to energy removal.
Well, and you know, I just need to say this. I've worked with many people who do yoga, and I suggest to them often, clear while you're doing yoga moves. And I've had people come back to me and say, oh my gosh, I just had the best yoga class that I've ever done because I was clearing during the yoga class.
Here's something I need to say to everyone.
Okay.
And people misunderstand this all the time. When you do energy work, it doesn't guarantee a specific result, but it always works mm-hmm. and it's always beneficial. Now, whether you can perceive it in the moment or not, is usually the function because we're so programmed.
Right.
But we see that what we do always works. It's always effective. But if you want a specific result in a specific time frame, it may not happen because you can't really see what's there.
Right.
You know, you don't know if you have a little bit of anger or a ton of anger, you know, and that's yeah. always a problem. And how
exactly.
that anger expresses itself. Is it in your immune system? Is it someplace else?
Okay, so Jason, I'm going to ask the question. How do we make ourselves susceptible to the viruses? I know we've asked that question already, but answer that question for us again.
So it's the energies of the emotions that we have.
Right.
You know, and the coronavirus is looking for people that are angry,
yes,
panicked, afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And again, don't force yourself not to feel those things. Just clear with us.
Okay.
And one of the things that, you know, we're doing, if you go to our website, we're going to do some specific moves that you can do and a hand washing clearing that you can do.
Which will be fun.
And it's all free. Just sign up.
Yeah.
Theecosystemapproach.org. Go to subscribe and go to the free section and just ask for a little bit of information and you can have this for free. We want you to be better. We want you to
absolutely.
We don't want you to be susceptible to this virus.
Well, and just one more thing. I want to talk about sugar. And I know I'm not a nutritionist or an expert. Well, I am an expert in sugar because it's one of my biggest addictions. but I just want to say, and he's laughing because it's true. But I just want to say, at this point right now in what's going on, staying away from sugary snacks or sugar, that type of thing is really in your best interest because sugar really affects how strong your immune system is.
And the problem is always is that when you have anxiety or fear,
right,
what do you reach for?
Sugar?
Yes.
Wait, yeah, I get that one. Okay, so Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
You can clear your susceptibility to the virus and clear its impact if you get it.
Okay.
Your essence is toxic already and mm-hmm. needs continuous work to heal for everything in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website and look at the part about discovery. We have a couple radio shows about that. It's amazing.
Okay.
Working with energy in your life is always positive, but does not guarantee anything specific in a certain time frame.
Okay.
The ecosystem approach helps you create a healthier existence as well as a positive effect on the world.
That one I like, everyone. I like that positive effect on the world. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to start to clear your susceptibility to the coronavirus. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're going to start clearing your susceptibility to the coronavirus.
Right now.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Normally, Jason, we do the clearing segment in the last segment. And I just want to say to everyone, we're actually going to do two clearing segments today because we see this as being a very useful tool by all means, but not only for today, but for tomorrow as well. So Jason, let's talk about how we do the energy work and then we'll get started.
Yeah, we're going to clear for you personally in this segment, and then we're going to clear for the world in the next segment.
Okay.
So here we go. You can sit in any posture that you want. A lot of people sit up straight, or they sit in some sort of reverent posture. That's not necessary. You can stand on your head. You can stand up. You can sit down. You can be moving at the time.
You can even clear in the car. I don't recommend closing your eyes, though.
Yes, exactly. You can clear. You can be slouching and clear.
Yes.
You can be laying down in a hospital bed and clear. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You don't have to have a specific posture.
Okay.
And we ask you to use your imagination and set your intention. So we remember that if we clear something that you don't think applies to you, it's not going to hurt you. Don't worry about that.
Yes.
And set your intention, especially when we're doing this about the coronavirus, not only to help yourself, but to help others. Even if you can't see them, if you don't know who they are, set your intention just to help others.
Well,
and go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and at the end of the, so I apologize. I jumped in way too fast. Go ahead, sweetie.
So, and use your imagination. So as we say, and to eliminate anger, gather up anger and blow it into a trash can. If there's not a trash can there, use your imagination,
right,
and create a trash can in your mind's eye, mm-hmm, and blow it into that.
Exactly.
Take a gentle breath. You don't have to hyperventilate. You won't clear more stuff if you blow harder.
Right.
You know, it doesn't need that. Sometimes we say veils and illusions. So gather up veils and illusions. It's not necessarily an emotion that we gather up. You know, barriers, we gather up those, things like that. And just take a gentle breath and exhale it into the trash can.
Okay.
And then don't worry about the trash can. We own it. We'll empty it. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Exactly. And then at the end today, I always do the section on pulling in life force. Life force is the most powerful energy, the strongest energy, the energy that helps us with our health. When we use life force energy, it enables us to connect with our essence, and it helps us be strong and get rid of the negative energies and also fill up those spots that had the negative energies with life force. By the way, one more time, the most powerful energy that we have access to. So Jason, are you ready to get started?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate, gather up anger, hate, rage, resentment, frustration, that I have in my body right now, whether I feel it or not.
Right.
So
take a breath.
Gather that all up and blow it into that trash can.
Let's do that one again. Let's, you know, and to eliminate the anger and rage and resentment and hate and frustration that I'm holding on to right now, whether I realize it or know it right now. Take a breath. From the tips of your toes, take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate fear, panic, paranoia, the made-up stories in your head, The conspiracy theories that are
running amok
mm-hmm. About the coronavirus, feeling powerless to the coronavirus. Gather those feelings all up, fear and panic, blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate being a victim in any way, shape, or form to the coronavirus or any other viruses or any negative energies that I have stored in my body or I'll let into my body. Take a breath from the tips of your toes and blow it out.
So let's be really specific. That was a good one, sweetie. Let's be really specific. And to eliminate the victim energy that takes in the coronavirus when I'm exposed to it.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the victim energy that I'm completely unaware of, but I give permission to let negative energies into my body. Take a breath. I release and let go that old pattern, that old programming that says I am powerless to do anything about victim energy, when the truth is, that is just not the truth at all. That is a lie. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so that I can constantly clear this victim energy and know that that makes me the most susceptible to this virus. Take a breath.
And let's clarify that. And know that the victim energy makes me the most vulnerable to this virus.
Yes.
Take one more breath, everyone.
You know, and here's we'll make it a clearing statement. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that this clearing is cumulative. Mm-hmm. So the more I do it, the better it is for me.
The stronger and the better and the less vulnerable I will be to negative energies.
Yes.
Take a breath.
We're recording the show, and I would suggest that you listen to it and do these clearings over and over and over again, especially if you're in a vulnerable population or place, or
right.
You have to go to work in a hospital.
Right.
You know, all these things are really helpful to do it over and over again.
Exactly. Because sooner or later, you're going to see something else. When you're clearing, you're going to see something else will come up and you'll go, oh, maybe I should clear that too. And the answer is, yeah, maybe you should. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can trust my intuition as things come up as I'm doing clearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells me other things to clear. I can clear those things too.
Good one.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate anything and everything that's keeping me from the knowing, even if I get the virus, I can still continue to clear it. Starting right now. Take a breath.
And if you get the virus, this is what the clearings would look like, or this is what they would sound like.
Okay? Exactly.
And to eliminate the hold the coronavirus has
on me
right now.
Take a breath.
Feeling vulnerable to the coronavirus or feeling that it has more power than I do.
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
take
exactly.
A breath.
And to eliminate getting angry at myself because I was a victim somehow, some way, and actually got the virus. When the truth is, I don't need to be victim. I don't need to be a victim, and I don't need to be angry at myself. It's just another opening to let the virus in and make it worse. It doesn't serve me. Breathe. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the false belief that this virus is stronger than me. That this virus is going to kick my butt, when no, it's not. It's a false belief.
Correct.
Take a breath, gather up that false belief, and blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate my addiction to worry and panic and fear and anxiety and feeling vulnerable, I release and let go. That addiction is an opening. An energetic opening. That's how it starts. It doesn't serve me. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate any fear that we have about our finances. We can't go to work. We can't do our job if we're laid off temporarily. Clear that fear right now. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers to our creativity so we can find a way around the money problems as opposed to just being afraid.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the any blocks that are keeping me from trying to control everything that happens around me so I won't get the coronavirus. I release and let go. That neediness to control, it doesn't serve me. Breathe.
And to eliminate feeling vulnerable to any germ, and to eliminate the barrier so I can understand that I have fear in my body, but I can clear it also.
Yes.
Take a breath.
You know, I just want to say this one last thing. I ended up with open heart surgery. This was a few years back, and it was a complete surprise. And if it hadn't been for the clearing, I would not have heard from every single doctor that I went to. You have recovered faster than anyone we have ever known. I heard it more than once, and I heard it often. So, and we used the clearing.
And as intuitives, we see that it's not, your body is not a machine.
Right.
It responds to these energies of hope or fear or anger or victim energy.
Right.
So if you get it, you think, oh, I'm screwed. You know, and remember, you can't fake that stuff.
Right.
You have to just clear it. So just clear it whether you feel it or not.
Okay. We have one more segment to go, but we need a little bit of a break here. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearings to get you started. Clearing for the world in general. So we all can make a difference. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to start to do some clearings to get you started clearing for the world in general, so we can all make a difference.
And we're going to do these clearings so that we not only help you, this will help you too, but set your intention to help the whole world. Now, the way you do it, clearing for the world, and there's lots of different ways of doing it, but
here's a good example right now.
Good example. There I like go. To just imagine my hand going all the way around the globe. Imagine one of those globes you saw in high school, all the way around the globe, and gather up all that negative energy that we're talking about, whether it's fear, anger, even the energy of the coronavirus.
Yeah, we'll do that. Yes.
And then at the end, it goes into a big dumpster. Again, that we own the dumpster. We'll empty it. Don't worry about that. But we're going to put it into that dumpster. So it goes something like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate all the fear of the coronavirus in the world today. So take that big hand, your imaginary hand, go all the way around the globe.
Take a breath.
And dump it into that dumpster.
And
blow it out.
Good. Here's the one I want to do the most. And to eliminate all of the negative energies of fear and anger and hurt and overwhelm, but mostly fear, that the health care workers all around the world are stuck in right now. They're feeling very vulnerable right now. They don't know what they're in for. I release and let go that fear, terror, and panic that the health care workers around the world are struggling with now and even in the future. Take a breath, take your hand, let it go all the way around the world and throw all that negative energy right into that garbage can, that big dumpster garbage can.
And to eliminate all energies of the coronavirus that are in the hospitals, and the old folks' homes and the places right now, so that we can just take the energy from the coronavirus and put it into the dumpster right now. Put that hand all the way, and to eliminate that the energy of the coronavirus in the hospitals and the care places all around the world. Take a breath. And to eliminate the arrogance, the anger,
the judgment.
You don't know where I'm going with this, though. It's not judgment. The arrogance, anger, and the intention of the coronavirus to infect as many people as it can while it's here on Earth right now. Take that arrogance and intention to infect as many people as possible, and go all the way around the globe.
Get rid of it.
Put it in the processor.
Take a breath and blow it out.
And I'm going to roll here just for one more. And to eliminate the false belief that this coronavirus has all this power, when that's not true at all. Imagine the drape in the Wizard of Oz. It's just, when you look at the coronavirus and you see it from our perspective, it's not that big a deal. So gather up this arrogance that the coronavirus has, and we give it because we're afraid of it.
Right.
Gather that all up and put it into that dumpster.
And to eliminate anything and everything that's keeping not only ourselves, but everyone else from giving themselves permission to stop being victims to this really yucky energy. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate for ourselves and those around us who are the most vulnerable, whether they're because they're older, because they live in poverty and they have to go to work every day no matter what,
right,
or if they're they're feeling vulnerable already and now you got the virus,
right,
gather up all that fear and feeling of being a victim and vulnerable for all those people all the way around the world and into that dumpster.
Blow it out. And one last one for and to eliminate everything that's keeping anyone and everyone in the world today from giving themselves permission, allowing themselves to let go of the attachments that they have to the coronavirus and putting it in the trash can right now. Take a breath. All the way around the world.
And to eliminate the barriers so that everyone can see that the coronavirus isn't that big a deal. It's not from denial. It's from knowing the energy and right, that our energy is stronger than the coronavirus. And we can just clear it mm-hmm. through our intention, our collective intention, and put it in its place right now. Take a breath.
Jason, I'm going to activate some life force for the world today. Here we go. I direct all my resources and all dimensions to activate life force. So not only myself, but everyone in the world can use life force energy, the most powerful energy we have access to be happy and healthy, aware, and have clarity, and knowing that we can remove with our intentions this negative energy that's holding all of us hostage now and in the future, starting right now in this moment. Take a breath. Pull it in through the top of your head, that amazing life force energy. Take a breath. And blow it out. You know, Jason, normally at this time, I'm going to ask you, what is it what we're going to talk about next week?
Well, I'm going to kind of leave it up to you guys. You know, I'm thinking of doing some more shows about the coronavirus because it's such a big deal. We want to help everyone clear it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to talk it to death. We just want to help everybody clear it.
Right.
So I'm hoping that next week we'll do another show. But this is what I want you to do. Go to our Facebook page at theecosystemapproach.org or send me an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org and say, yeah, I'd like some more shows about this, you know, or I'm not interested or whatever. Just tell me. I'd love to hear your opinion.
Yes. Tell us what you want us to know.
Tell us what you want us to know. Yes,
I love
absolutely.
That. All right.
And really, if you listen to our show every week, whether you want to work on the coronavirus or not, we're going to do clearing. And this is going to help your essence.
Mm-hmm.
If you go and sign up for our free section at theecosystemapproach.org, and there's a section about the discovery. It is so amazing. It's something that I'm really proud about. But it'll put together some pieces about your life and why you've struggled and why nothing else has seemed to work the way it should.
Okay. So and Jason, what about Facebook?
Our Facebook page is theecosystemapproach.org. Go there, like us. If you like the show today, like us. Mm-hmm. Leave a comment if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there every week and we preview the next show. Sign up for our newsletter. If you go to our website again at theecosystemapproach.org, at the bottom there's a place where you can sign up for the newsletter, and that you get the backstory for all the topics that we do and how it affects us personally, as well as some written clearings. So those are always really, really important. So and then you can take those written clearings on your smartphone and do them all during the week.
Yeah.
Remember, this is cumulative, so the more you do it, the better it is.
Exactly. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.